Welcome to Transitions with Ruth Ann Rehm McCaffrey. Hi, I'm Santia, and I'm here with Ruth Ann Rehm McCaffrey. Hello.
Hi, Santia.
Great to have you here today.
Thank you.
Ruth Ann has some extensive experience, and I'll cover that real briefly before we get into more details. We're going to be recording some podcasts, and that's going to be called Transitions that we'll be talking about. And Ruth Ann has, again, this extensive background. She's been a coach and counselor since 1984. And in addition to that, she is a recent author of a book called Suddenly Single, A Guide for Rediscovering Life After Tragic Loss. She is also a life coach, change management consultant, keynote speaker, corporate trainer, and she is the founder and owner of Career Management Institute, and that's been since 1989.
Right.
So, wow, what an extensive experience you have that you bring to this topic that we're going to be talking about regarding transitions.
Thanks. Yeah.
So tell us about the passion that you have. I know you have this great passion about the work that you do. Tell us about the passion that you have about your work.
I absolutely love working with clients, individuals, and companies, and helping them get the kind of information and support that will enable them to move through change with confidence and with the kind of courage that will let them be excited about what's waiting for them. Change for some companies and for some people is really scary. And so when I can help them find that they have what they need inside of them to move into this change and embrace it, it's just fabulous for me. I love that.
That's wonderful. Mm-hmm. And I know I've experienced that personally with you. We've worked together with an agency, and then also I've worked with you individually too. And I think the way that you approach the coaching and the counseling is different from what I've seen with other coaches and counselors. You really are able to be with a person at the point where they are and then help them move from that point forward. So I guess, can you talk a little bit about that as well?
Right. That's my goal. Everybody comes in with their own way of doing things and their own way of the best way for them to get information. And the creative process for me to find that way is one of the things that makes the work exciting for me. Beside that, I find I absolutely love the clients that I have, and so being able to be a support for them comes really naturally for me, and in some ways, that kind of, when I first started my work, that was one of the bonuses that I didn't know that would happen, that I would have such a joy and a deep respect and love for each client that I work with. It's pretty exciting. I'm eager to hear what they're doing and what they're going to do and how life is proceeding for them and for companies too. So it's the creative process that I find so interesting with clients. One of the other ways that I believe in working with clients is to be very practical. And I'm a believer in getting information that clients can actually use, and also matching what we talk about in our time together with actions that they can employ as they're between sessions with me or as they're moving forward. So it's not just information, but it's doing something with the information that I think makes the work that I do with clients powerful.
Mm-hmm. It does. You do a tremendous job. Well,
thanks.
What kinds of things are with people with transitions? For some people, things can be pretty easy, and for other people, it can be difficult. What do you find are some areas that are either difficult or more challenging for individuals?
Transitions actually is kind of a fancy word for change, and some people find change really exhilarating, maybe because they've been through a lot of change and have found that it brings more and interesting experiences into their life, and other people have not had very much change. So the idea of going through a change, particularly if it's unplanned or not a change that they invited into their life, but it got thrust upon them, for those people, the idea and the experience of going into a change can be really debilitating. What they find is that they become sometimes really tentative about even thinking about what they can, what might be waiting for them or what they can do going forward. So a big change, one that's not invited, one that somebody else has thrust upon them, can make a change difficult. Another thing that can make a change or transition challenging for people is the timing for them. I've had some people who have maybe gone through multiple changes, and so they're already dealing with some big things, a parent who's ill, or a job that's been lost, or a move to a new place, or a health challenge for themselves, and then another change comes on them. Their house burns, and maybe even a good change. They get offered a new job, but it means that they have to adapt mm-hmm. to all kinds of new ways of performing, and their energy is down. So that can affect how easy or how hard somebody can make it through change or even think about it. Another thing is just the kind of change it is. When I lost my husband, he fell from a ladder at our house and died from that fall. The fact that it was so completely by surprise mm-hmm. Made the change just a very challenging one. And this happened about 8-9 years ago in 2003. And but the idea that change came on me with no warning at all is the kind of change that makes it harder to deal with. I was completely unprepared for that. And I see that happening with my clients as well. A job gets lost. I mean, one day they're working and happy, and the next day they've been told their company's closing or their job's been eliminated, and they're just caught completely by surprise. So those are some examples of changes or transitions that are particularly challenging.
Definitely,
for people.
Definitely. And I think the experiences that you've had too with clients, then also your personal experience that mm-hmm. brings a wealth of the understanding that you bring to this whole topic of transitions.
Right. You know, my life has provided a number of different changes. The one with losing my husband was probably the biggest one. And what I found going through that is that it gave me a real respect and compassion and understanding of how a change like that, a sudden one, can just take a person to their knees. Mm-hmm. I mean, I went into it with information and thought I knew about how to go through a change personally, and still was affected just so deeply by it. And working with clients now, have that deep understanding and respect for how hard a change can be. So that makes it even more compelling for me to be there as a resource for people who are going through change. And they may not be, their change in most cases is not the same as losing your husband and your home from a sudden accident like that. And yet for them, if it's really big, I have respect that it is as important to them as my big change was to me.
And that's a good point, because people really, they may experience things very differently.
Right, right.
Depending on where they are and what
right.
they're going through.
Yeah, it's still a challenge.
Mm-hmm. And still legitimate to what they're going
exactly.
through.
Exactly, right. Perfect.
And so what are the ways that you help individuals through the transition? You talked about the creativity element. What are some other things that you do in working with an individual?
The thing that I find is that everybody has a way of accessing information that works best for them. And so I sometimes have clients do collages because they are more visual. And so I encourage them to, it sounds kind of like they're in kindergarten or school again, but I have them collect magazine pictures. I have them ask the question, what does my life want me to do, or whatever question they're wanting to answer. And they'll collect magazine pictures, for example, and then arrange them, play music and light candles or whatever supports them in being really creative, and arrange those pictures on a piece of tag board or sponge board or whatever with a glue stick, and then bring that in, that collage, and we can look at what that visual, intuitive part of them wanted them to know about what was ahead and what they could find important to consider, remember, or whatever. So that's one way. For some people, they just need to talk, mm-hmm. and they need to hear themselves explore different ideas that are up for them. As they're talking, they will sometimes surprise themselves with what comes up. And so I have lots of different ways that I can encourage them to, you know, to find that piece of conversation that's going to mean the most to them. Sometimes people will have dreams, particularly when they're going through big changes. Sometimes we have very powerful dreams, and I love working with people and having their dreams be a voice to them about what they're working on and what they need to be thinking about. Sometimes they need to take a test, and so we'll do some testing, whether it's a personality test or a whole battery of tests, because those are the people that like to look at information that's in front of them that's written down, and like they like to challenge it, or they like to read it over and over and think about the parts that apply to them or don't apply to them. And other people like to access their intuitive thinking by doing what I call non-dominant handwriting. That's not an original name for it. It is a legitimate way of tapping into the intuitive mind. You write the question with your dominant hand. I'm right-handed, so I would write with my right hand. And then you put a pen in your left hand, and you let that hand just go and answer the question. And it will tap into the youthful, intuitive part of you, and sometimes be a very surprising source of completely unexpected information. So sometimes we'll do art therapy, and I'll have people draw things. So everybody has their own way of getting information that's going to be the most important for them to hear, and I'm willing to try all those different ways.
Oh, that's amazing. I hadn't heard of that one. Well, I guess when we talked about transitions, and what are some things that you're thinking about talking about in the upcoming episodes?
I'm thinking about exploring, there are a couple of things. One is I thought I might go through the chapters of my book, and because I have 10 survival tips that I went through that came out of the work that I did in getting my life put back together after my husband died. So I thought that might be one thing, step by step. Knowing that everybody's experience will be their own, and I'm not saying that these are the absolute suggestions for people, and yet I think as we explore different topics and people get permission to try maybe my thing, my suggestion, or an idea that comes to them because they've been prompted by something that has been said in either the podcast or my book. So that's one thing. And the other thing is I thought I might talk about some different specific transitions that people went through. I'm an expert writer for the virtual magazine YourTango.com, and one of my articles is how to say goodbye when the person is no longer there, or when the object that you've lost is not there anymore. And so I thought I might talk with that. How to deal with getting your courage when you need to make a big change, and that's the last thing that you want to do. Another thing that I've just written an article, and I'm in the process for Your Tango, and I'm in the process of finalizing it now, is how do you cope with a loss when what you've lost, the person that you've lost has four legs instead of two and is wrapped in fur and has a tail. Because some of the most profound losses that people go through involve losing their pets and the love that is experienced with a gentle being that we have adopted into our lives called a pet. It's really big. So I thought, I mean, there's no shortage.
There's not.
Changes and transitions. And I thought we could be really, you know, have fun exploring the different ways that we can go through these changes and come out on the other side with a knowing that we're more. Mm-hmm. And that because we've had the courage to go through the change, that it's the gift has been that we have more compassion, more understanding, more knowledge about ourselves and how to support ourselves when life offers us such an opportunity to expand, and that's the last thing we want to do.
Well, I am looking so forward to the next episode that record, and it's just going to be a wonderful journey.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Yes. See you next time.
Okay, great. Thanks, Santia.
Thank you. Thank you for joining us. This is Santia. For more information about Ruth Ann, please go to her website at careermi.com. This program is produced and engineered by Rob Rigoni at Brown Pelican Productions. For more information about Rob, go to robrigoni.com.